Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with James Reardon, Chief Information Officer for Military Health System and Director, Information Management, Technology, and Reengineering in the TRICARE Management Activity. And joining us in our conversation is Michael Perry. Well, Jim, let's talk more about electronic medical records. Would you explain what they are and what the benefits of moving to the records like this are?
Well, Paul, from my perspective, electronic medical records is a concept that says that a patient's or a person's medical record, a health record, can be available electronically, stored in a computer, and can be available from many different locations. And as an example, we have a very mobile population in the United States today. And we might receive health care in Washington, D.C. today, and we might tomorrow be on vacation or be on a business trip, get sick at a particular location and go into a hospital. And the people who are treating us really have no background and no understanding of what our medical conditions are. And if we are not awake and we're able to communicate with them, then we're even in a more difficult situation. And the healthcare providers who are trying to deliver the best care possible are to some degree at a disadvantage. And so the concept behind an electronic medical record is to collect the information that a doctor has diagnosed during an encounter and indicate what your problems, your medical problems may be, high blood pressure or headaches, and that information is available, and additionally, what prescriptions you're on, what medication you may be on, what the frequency is, any therapy that you're taking, and make that information available to people who are treating you, healthcare professionals that are treating you anywhere in the United States. And so the idea is to capture the information electronically and to have it available with the appropriate amount of security and accountability, but have it available for healthcare providers who need that. It also helps very much locally, so that when you go in for care, whether it be primary care or specialty care, that the information on previous medical visits that you have are available. And we believe in the Department of Defense, and I think that the Institute of Medicine also agrees, that having this information available will improve the quality of the healthcare encounter. The doctor has more information to look at and more that he can factor in, he or she can factor in, as they make decisions on what the next steps need to be with your medical care. We think that it helps also in the continuity of care, so that as you move from location to location or from physician to physician, the information is available to them in a legible format, so that when they see you, they're not starting from scratch. We believe that the electronic medical record is very important. We have electronic records on all of the individuals who receive care in our military facilities today. And we are in the process now of enhancing and expanding our electronic medical record to collect more information. Now, when you collect the information, I think that there are some things that we need to be concerned about, and that is the security of a comprehensive medical record. How do we secure it? And secure it not only at rest when it is in the database, but also how do we secure that information when it is being sent over over data lines? And there is the appropriate level of security today that's being applied, and DOD we apply it in all of our electronic healthcare systems to ensure that the health information is well protected and available only to those who are authorized to have access to that information.
A few months ago, your boss, Dr. Winkenwerter, was sitting here in this room talking about the electronic medical record, and he brought up the composite healthcare system. Could you speak to that in more detail for us, please?
Yes, we have the composite healthcare system. Our first phase of that, which we put out approximately 10 years ago, provides a full scope of physician-computerized order entry. So the doctors in all of our hospitals today are using computers to order laboratory tests, and to prescribe and to order radiology and to document care. We're going through another iteration of that, which will greatly enhance the capability. So as you meet with a doctor and you're going through the doctor-patient encounter, the doctor will be documenting your care in much more detail. And what this allows us to do is not only enhance our individual medical readiness, but it also will allow us to have this medical information, this health information, available to our doctors and other healthcare providers throughout the Department of Defense system. It's a very comprehensive system. It allows us to do not only treating of individuals, but is also very important for population health as we look at our population that we are serving, whether they be the young service member or the older retiree, that we're able to do analysis and determine what the best characteristics, the best way to provide the medical services are, and also the best way to resource our system. So the population health aspects of this are critical. There's another component of the electronic medical record that has become quite important since 9/11, and that is being able to use information to conduct national medical surveillance or biosurveillance. So we are able to quickly use information, which is collected based on symptoms, and be able to use computers to bring that information together and alert us to any unusual event that might be happening in the area of biosurveillance or terrorism. And within the Department of Defense today, we're working very hard on that, and there is a substantial amount of collaboration and coordination between the Center for Disease Control and the Department of Homeland Security and others to look at the health information, which is being collected electronically, not only by DOD, but across the nation, and how can we use that information to provide an early warning to us of any untoward event that may be occurring in the country. So the electronic medical record is used, I think when most people envision it, they envision it as a tool, an information technology capability to support the encounter, the patient encounter, but in document an individual's medical care. But we view it, and I view it as something broader than that. Certainly, that's very important, and from a continuity of care and patient safety perspective, the electronic medical record support will provide outstanding support. We also look at it for other uses throughout the nation in the area of homeland defense as well.
Implementing something of this scope and magnitude must come with challenges. Could you talk to some of those challenges, please?
Well, it does come with challenges, and they're challenges that we're working on every day. We have a very large system that we're trying to serve. And generally, when we meet with other CIOs who are implementing electronic medical records or are thinking about it, they're doing it in the context of two or three or four hospitals in a region. We're doing it on a worldwide scale, and I would have to say that our biggest challenge is scalability. And it's being to develop a capability to make it, to put this in language which is more, which may be more understandable, to be able to support the delivery of healthcare services from anywhere in the world, any DOD installation in the world, and to be able to provide the information readily to any of those installations, the electronic medical information, and then all of the information that is coming in from the encounters, the healthcare encounters that our service members, their families, and others have. And the fact that DOD is so large and our patient population is so large, our beneficiary population, as I said, is over 8 million, scalability provides a real challenge for us, and it's one that we work on every day to ensure that regardless of the size of the system, that healthcare provider who's sitting with the patient in the exam room is getting substantial and effective response time in the computer world, and that the computer is available for them whenever they need it. There is also the fact that we are trying to provide this capability not only in the United States, but we're trying to provide it to people who are working in many countries throughout the world, and also providing the capability to our deployed forces. And so we're operating in very austere environments. We're operating overseas in a variety of countries, and also in the United States. So we have challenges, and it's important that we work very closely with the Army, Navy, and Air Force medical departments to move these capabilities, such as the electronic medical record, out to the desks of our providers.
If you look at challenges like a two-headed coin, sort of the opposite side of challenges would be lessons learned from what you've been doing. Could you share some of those lessons that you probably have already experienced that some of the folks you're speaking about have yet to have the fun of experiencing?
Yes, I think that one of the principal lessons that we have learned is that the integration or the use of an electronic medical record in the patient provider, patient-doctor encounter is in many ways a very new culture. And it is important as you look at implementing a capability such as this that time be spent analyzing what is the current business process, how do we currently deliver care, and how do we want to deliver care as we bring this technology in. It's critically important that the technology support the culture and the business process. And we need to decide what are those processes and how would we like to enhance and improve the processes that we're using today to deliver health care in the United States. And as we look at that, then the technology should serve as an enabler. And I think that most CIOs would tell you that a very precarious position is to allow the technology to get out ahead of the functional users and the business, that we need to use the technology as an enabler. And I think that that has been one of the biggest lessons that we continue to learn as we bring products out, that we continue to need to ensure that the business managers and the subject matter experts are the individuals who are driving our investments in information technology. And we are not providing information technology without that business drive to it.
That's interesting. How do the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs work together to provide high-quality health care to current and former service members? We'll ask Jim Reardon of the TRICARE Management Activity to give us his perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.